This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, we're back all together again. The WIP afternoon show. You only got 8 minutes of Ike, Spike, and Fritz yesterday. Four-hour show, but only 8 minutes of us all together. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. What a travesty that must have been yesterday. Only 8 minutes of all of us together.
Yep.
But I heard it was a pretty good show. A lot of great guests.
Yeah. Mm.
Missed you guys. Jackie Baseball. Listen, where we need to stand an 8-count right now. 4-game losing streak. Things aren't looking good. I need the big dog back in the lineup. We're in Toronto tonight. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, cancel the season. Lost 4 games in a row. Holy cow. That's what you all do on WIP.
Well, you should have heard who we had yesterday, Jack or Ike. We had excuse-making Jack.
Oh, no. Oh,
it was actually a good thing that they got swept by the Brewers.
Oh, yeah. I was actually happy.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he was actually happy.
Didn't want them to have the best record in baseball anyway.
Yeah.
We don't want to peak in May.
Oh, yeah. My God. Man.
It was something that
was all warmed accountability?
Up.
Well, expose their flaws. So yeah. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We didn't know there was anything wrong with the bullpen until this past weekend. Oh, you should have heard it. He was in rare form.
It was too windy for Lizardo on Saturday. Trying to explain that.
Too windy. With the wind blowing out.
Yeah. No. Just like when it's blowing that way, it's hard to get, you know.
Yeah. The good thing is in October, there's no wind.
Yep. Also, the bats have been quiet because it's been cold.
Right. All right. Yes. There we go. Yep. Excuse machine over there. Big show as always. It is Tuesday, so we have Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot will be here after Eagles practice. Eagles are practicing today. Elliot is watching it, so we will get all of his observations. When Mount Rushmore returns with the four things I noticed at Disney World. Ooh. As I spent the weekend in Disney World.
You're an adult Disney goer.
I'm not an adult Disney goer. I'm an adult who went to Disney.
You had Mickey Mouse ears.
What's the difference?
Well, the Disney adults are the ones that are really into Disney. I was just at Disney.
And had a great time.
But hold on.
What?
You mean you weren't into it?
I had a good time. Is everybody that goes to a football game a football guy?
Usually, $70,000
There's some people are just going to the game. That's what I was doing. I was just going to the game. I'm telling you, I was just there.
Dude, you're going to be back in Disney in 2 years or less.
Well, that's true, but no bunny ears, whatever.
Are you saying you didn't do the whole?
I'm not like a Disney person.
I got you.
Okay. It's whatever.
But you did enjoy yourself.
I had a great time.
And you will go back.
We'll go back.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to save for it, but we'll definitely go back. So we didn't get a chance to talk about this a ton yesterday as we were at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Tournament, but Saquon is on the cover of Madden Football. And without belaboring the whole curse thing, I would say that the reason that the curse is at least a thing is because most times players are on the cover of Madden the year after the greatest year of their career. And chances are they're not going to have the greatest year of their career two consecutive years, especially in the NFL. You get hurt, blah, 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 blah. And it just made me think about Saquon and how this offseason is going for Saquon. He's a 99 on Madden. The team is, and like his star turn is happening now. Right. So like the question is like his star turn happens after last year, a year where he's used a ton. Can the Eagles go into this season using him the same way that they used him last year?
No, I don't think so. And I don't want, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I am not sounding the alarms. I'm actually preparing for this. I've already prepared myself mentally for this, and I hope the Eagles are as well. If we want to prolong Saquon's career and keep this sort of high level of play sustained for the next 3 to 4 years, then using him at the rate we used him last year, I don't think is smart. I really don't. And it's a 17-game season. We're planning on playing three or four more games in the postseason. So now you're looking at a 20 to 21-game season. That's how I have to almost prepare my guys. And starting with Saquon as a running back, I'm preparing him for the second half long run of the season. It doesn't mean I won't use him early in the season. It just means the 30 touches per game that he started to get, I don't think is good for him. I don't think it's good for his longevity. And quite frankly, with the weapons that we have in the passing game, we can alleviate some of the stress that you put on Saquon Barkley. But I'll say this before you jump in here, because that's only part of it, the passing game. We also have a second-year running back in Will Shipley, who I'm excited about. I think it's going to be very good. I think he's an upgrade from Kenny Gainwell. I know you like Kenny G. I think Shipley is going to be a better back than Kenny G was. And then you got A.J. Dillon, who's a bigger back, who, if he can stay healthy, I want to see how we can use him. So we got some other options there that we don't have to overwork Saquon, particularly early in the season. I told you, September, October, I'm easing him into this thing, because I'm getting him ready for November, December, and January, and February, more importantly. Because we plan on playing, when's the Super Bowl? February 8th? When's that date?
Are you already marking it down?
I'm just saying. San Francisco. I'm just saying.
That'd be a fun trip. Yeah. I would like that.
Super Bowl 60.
Ooh, is it Super Bowl 60?
Wow.
I like that.
February 8th, 2026. Yeah.
Now, what is the Roman numeral for 60?
I don't know.
Nah, they need to grow up and just go to a 6-0.
Is it XXXXX?
You didn't see what the Roman numeral was? Is it an XL something? XLX,
it looks like just LX.
LX.
LX. Well, L is 50.
Oh, so 50
yeah,
and
LX.
10.
Yeah, LX. Yeah, there you go.
There you
LX
go.
Is
there
50.
You go.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
Not XL. Not Super Bowl extra large.
No,
Super
LX.
LX. LX. Yep. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should use Saquon next year like they used him last year? So, Ike, everything you said, true. Can't take away anything that you've said. But what is the Mike Tyson quote? It's what? Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, they're going to end up using Saquon exactly the same way. And they're going to have to cross their fingers that he stays healthy. Because we can all say we'll be conservative within the first 6 weeks, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But then the minute that they are put in a situation where they need to win a football game, Saquon Barkley's getting the ball. Or the minute that they're put in a situation where the pass game isn't what they hope it's going to be, which is the same thing that happened last year, they're going to end up giving Saquon the ball. So I think your plan to do it is fine. But the reality is that, like, if they are going to compete for a Super Bowl next year, they're going to have to use Saquon, I think, the exact same way. And I don't think they're going to be disciplined enough to tell themselves, you know what, if we end up losing this game, all right, you know what, whatever, we want to be healthy in February. I think what they're going to tell themselves is there's no February without a September or October. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we don't get to the playoffs unless we get here. So I think that plan is a good one. I'm skeptical that that plan is going to come to fruition is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Listen, I hear you there, and I think that would be out of necessity. Yeah, they're not going to not use resources that they have to help them win games if they have the resources available to them to help them win games.
Yeah, and the other thing,
so I understand that part.
And the other thing I would say about the confidence in the pass game is that pass game in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl came with the threat in the Super Bowl of Saquon and the reality in the NFC Championship game of Saquon, right? Like, so Saquon, it was the first time he touched the ball against Washington, scored a touchdown.
Yep.
And then Kansas City selling out to stop him. So part of the success of that pass game was the setup of the entire year of Saquon.
Sure,
wasn't just like they went away from Saquon.
But the threat is always there.
Well,
we just got to make them pay for it. We got to make them pay for it. Right. Like that. That's the one thing I love about this offense, and that I'm excited moving forward is because every game, the defensive coordinator can't say, well, I'm going to take this away and dare you to beat me with this. Well, okay. We'll go and beat you with that then. We'll beat you with the passing game if that's the case. You won't take away AJ and Devontae and let Saquon run? You know what? Then we'll beat you with Saquon running the ball. Like, that's the luxury of this offense, and I'm good with that. So my only thing is starting off early, I think the Eagles have the ability to dictate what they want to do versus having somebody else dictate to them. Now, they got to be successful. If you're not going to...
Yeah, it's got to work.
Yes, it has to work.
Yeah.
So, in theory, I'm saying give Saquon 15 to 20 touches a game. So, that could be 14 runs, 4 catches, like whatever it may be in that 15 to 20 touch per game. Because last year, we saw him get up to 30 touches a game.
It was crazy.
Yeah, he was at 30 touches a game. So, I don't need to see that. If I get him around 15 to 20 touches a game, they get an early lead on some of these teams... Instead of feeding Saquon late in September and October, now I got Will Shipley or A.J. Dillon I can feed the ball to later in the game. I don't have to give it to Saquon
in games. I just know that that's what I wanted last year. I'm like, you know, work Kenny Gainwell in and blah, 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 blah. And it just, they had the opportunity to do it, but they didn't do it.
Oh, they had a new toy last year, though.
What's
that? That was a shiny new toy. Even I said give Saquon a damn ball.
I remember last year.
But now I'm thinking more big picture, Spike.
Okay.
Thinking more big picture.
215-592-9494. Should they use Saquon Barkley next year the way that they used him last year? Jack, do you have an opinion on this?
Oh, yeah. Come on. You know me.
Yeah?
You know me. So, I believe I'm using the term correctly.
Oh, boy. Probably not.
You dance with the girl that you brought here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you kind of get the point?
Yeah.
Like, that's where we're at with Saquon. Like, I know it might shorten his career. I get it. But
who cares about that?
Well, it's not that $40 million.
They gave him a pretty penny for it last year. It's what their offense is. Like, I think Jalen may have unlocked something in the last two games of the year, but still, like, I want Saquon to be Saquon, and I don't think you can go into it being cute and be like, no, here's a Will Shipley drive. No, here's A.J. Dillon stinks. I don't care what he looks like in shorts.
Well, listen, everybody stinks till they come here.
Well, that's a good point.
So everybody stinks before they come here.
No, except Price Off.
Except for Price Off.
He actually just wasn't very good. I wanted to see Saquon how they used him last year. I know being smart, I understand you're using the big picture, Ike.
Yeah.
You being big picture guy, I appreciate. But I can't do this.
Big picture sacrifice the season.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Big Picture Sacrifice Touches Early. Now, you have to get up in on the scoreboard. Granted, if it's a one-score game, yes, I know Saquon's getting the ball. Yeah, yes,
that's a question I'm asking you. Yes. Like, are you willing to give up a game?
No.
Yeah.
So, No. Nobody's going to be willing to give up games.
And I think the coaching staff is going to be in the same situation. And it'll really come down to Petullo and Nick Sirianni looking at themselves and going, I know he's there. I know he's there. We don't have to use him this time.
But here's the thing, though. Here's what you do. If you're up and you're scoring, you don't have to say, okay, I'm going to give Saquon the ball six straight times on this final drive.
Right.
Like, that's where you can give other guys the ball when you had a two-score lead.
Well, and hopefully the Eagles bought in their $40 million spend in the offseason. Like, you may not have the same stats next year that you had last year.
We paid you, bro. Yeah. You're getting paid. Yeah, you're not getting stats. You want stats or you want to get paid?
All right.
We just gave you a boatload of money.
Plenty of money.
I want to get my full return on investment on this $40 million I just gave you.
215-592-9494. Do you want to use Saquon next year the way that the Eagles used him last year? Always have trouble with this name in the beginning. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
No, I don't want to use Saquon like that. Listen, I just spoke on it, man. He said everybody bad today come here. Well, we had like three straight Pro Bowl running backs. That's because he just put people in the system behind this O-line. Jeff Stoutland, you know what I'm saying? What he do with the running game, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a new exciting white to add to the crew. Hey, that's my candidate, Will Shipley, the next exciting white.
Oh, yeah, he's in the crew. He's in.
Yep. Everybody tell me A.J. Dillon got, you know, Quadzilla. His quads look better than Saquon, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, you know, share the rock. Because, see, I'm not going to get into, you know, oh, what Spike talking about. You know, I'm trying to have a good day. You know,
well, can I ask you something, though? Can I ask you something?
I'm trying to have a good day.
Let's make it not Jalen related. Let's make it just Saquon related, right? Last year, when I was worried about the amount of touches he had, all I heard from you, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I assume that you said this. You were like, this guy's built different. He's fine. He's the best player on the field. Give him the ball. Blah, 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 blah. So what is the difference between next year and last year? Like, because last year he was built different. Is he not built different next year? Like,
he didn't have a season coming. He wasn't coming off a season like he was last year.
Right.
So he was he with the Giants. I think maybe he might have been hurt, or I know he didn't play a lot. Like, so he missed a couple games, you know. So he hadn't had the touches. What I'm saying is the offense is going to be better this year. That's just why I believe, you know, you don't got to feel that way. I just feel like the passing game is going to be more improved. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it don't always got to look the same way. You know, like last year we was running the ball. See, this year, if the offense don't even got to be 70-30, like, just let it be 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even got, like running the ball 50% of the time, throwing the ball 50% of the time. You know what I'm saying? Or 60-40. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I don't need to see no 70-30 or either way. Not none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because we so talented. Like, this team is so talented. Everybody keep telling me, like, in 2023, it was a bad season, and we was 11-6. That's how talented this team was. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's that expectation. And the talent's still on the team. So I'm not worried about no Madden curse. I'm not worried about none of that. I'm worried about what's game one, September 5th, September 3rd? What is that?
I think it's the 6th. Or Labor Day is the
September 4th, I think. September 4th is the first game.
Oh, yeah, Thursday.
All I know is, and I got something for you all at the end, all I know is George Pickens, the plot thickens, whoever out there, CD Lamb, whoever, any of that.
CeeDee Lamb, Graham Cracker, Lamb Chops.
We got something for that. Two things real quick. Yes. I'm excited for this Mount Rushmore, man, because I got some stuff for Disney, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to hear that.
Oh, the Mount Rushmore. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Because Disney, the people be acting wild down there.
They do.
Last thing.
Yes.
Listen, this is not disrespect. They might be from the same area, but if you just listen to Vic Fangio talk, the man kind of sound like Herb when he be talking about football.
I'm looking at the threesome.
Well, I'll holler at y'all.
All right, Corey.
All right, Steve.
You know what? It's like, I'm watching everybody switch sides. Mm-hmm. And
we would never do that.
Well, it's like,
stay on that side.
I feel like everything Corey just said is the same thing I said last year about why the offense should be different. He's like, we don't need to run the ball that much. We should be closer to 50-50. We shouldn't be giving Saquon this many touches and blah, 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 blah. And all that stuff that I mentioned last year was insane because look at Saquon and look at what we have and this guy's built different and look at how hard he works and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. It's just like, if it was so easy to do, I think we would have done it.
You mean easy to what? You mean throw the ball?
To throw the ball. Like, I hope, but...
Well, listen, we know it was not easy to throw the ball.
Right. I'm not talking to you.
Yes. I'm like, easy to what? No, we know it was not easy to
throw
the ball.
Because what, and we can talk to Elliot about it briefly when he gets here, but all I heard last year was, well, why would you throw it...
When you can run it.
When you have Saquon right there. And they can throw it when they need to.
Right.
And like there was this all this stuff that's just like all of a sudden magically next year it's like, oh no, we're just going to throw 50% of the time. Like we're not going to be the number one running team. Why do we need to do that? We have all these wide receivers and this offensive line and this quarterback. It's like I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, you know? So I don't mean to like confuse the topic. Just think I do not believe that they are going to show the discipline that you are hoping that they're going to show. I don't think that they're going to be effective enough throwing the ball, and I also don't think they're going to wait around for it. And I think they are going to see Saquon Barkley on the sideline, and they're going to put him in there, and they're going to give him the ball. Because at least at the beginning of the year, he'll certainly be, I imagine he'll show pop at the beginning of the year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he won't be beat up. He'll,
be
coming off a very light training camp, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like, And the minute that he pops off some 62-yard run, we're going to go, what are we doing? We're not going to give it to that guy.
You know the great thing about him, though, in all seriousness? He doesn't really need 20 touches. He had more explosive runs than anybody in the league. He's not a a plodding running back that needs 10 carries before he gets a good rhythm and starts going. Like, he is legitimately a threat from the first time he touches the ball. So I say this to say, that's going to have you where you're up and scoring, and you put points on the board, and you get a chance to control the game. For example, say the Eagles go up 14-0, 17-0 on the team. Mm-hmm. I don't mean you take Saquon out of the game. It just means Saquon doesn't have to carry the ball 9 straight times now. Like, you got a little wiggle room from a scoring standpoint where somebody else could carry it, and you still have the threat of throwing the ball on the outside.
For sure, but that is dependent on going up 14-0, 17-0. Remember, we scored one first quarter touchdown for 10 weeks.
I completely agree.
You know? And it's really, at the end of the day, like, this year will come down to, I believe, three things. Nick Sirianni's ability to make sure that everybody is as dialed in as they were last year.
Yeah.
And then the other two things are Jalen Hurts and Kevin Petullo.
Yeah.
And if they are able to do what we saw in the Super Bowl, then they would score 50 points every game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that was the defense, too.
Yeah. But
from an offensive standpoint.
From an offensive standpoint, perform like that.
I agree.
But it really comes down to Petullo, Hurts, Sirianni, and if they can perform the way that we hope, yeah, sure, you can do the thing that you're talking about with Saquon. But if we're in the same situation as last year, I feel like they're just going to do the same Saquon thing.
I am buying this year. I really am. I'm buying this year that this offense continues to show you the versatility it possesses, the amount of high-end talent that's on the team. Right. So last year we got in 2022, we got to highlight Jalen and AJ. It was AJ's first year. AJ came in like gangbusters, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen took the league by storm that year. And then we got Saquon this past year. So then we got to see Saquon in the offense highlighted. I think the offense goes back to the quarterback and the passing game. And now you're talking about Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, who's entering the prime of his career. What is A.J., 27? 27, 28? He's entering the prime of his career right now. So I say that to say these guys are about to – they have the potential to embark upon another, like, outstanding year for this offense through the air. Man, can't nobody guard AJ one-on-one.
No.
You got to count for Devontae Smith on the other side, else he's going to eat you up. Jalen is a runner and a thrower, right? So, to me, I think you're going to get more of the NFC Championship Super Bowl type of performances. 240, 260, two touchdowns, three touchdowns, where he's getting a rushing touchdown and a couple of passing touchdowns. That's what I think. I already put my bread down for MVP, plus 2,000 in case y'all didn't know.
Oh, is that what the odds were?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good odds.
Damn good odds.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jack, you put any money down on that?
What you got, Fritz?
No, I think I bet on him last year.
Oh, really?
Just as a hedge. Like an emotional hedge. I might do the same.
Yeah.
I might do the same.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles will need to use Saquon Barkley the same way next year, the way they did last year? Coming up next, speaking of your guy, Jalen, one of your other guys, well, our guy, Brandon Graham, had something to say about Jalen and Josh Allen and blah, blah, blah. We'll listen to that next. Sort of, maybe we need to educate BG a little bit.
You know, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's just like, look, you're not on the team anymore. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.